the Great Depression. What do you remember about that?
Well, we didn't starve. The family was able to support what we did, but we rented out a room to a college student. You know, there were things that you did without. And my grandmother's famous sayings were, waste not, want not. So whatever we had to eat three bites of it, even if we didn't like it, because we couldn't throw it away. We also saved for a rainy day. And if we didn't have the money, we didn't buy things. And I remember as a child, some of my friends had patent leather shoes to wear on Sunday to church, and I just had regular sport-type shoes then. I wanted them, and I was told, no, I couldn't have them. We didn't have the money. And I cried because I wanted to be like the other girls. But kids' feet grow so fast, and they have to buy new shoes about every 5 or 6 months for the next size, and we couldn't afford them. But I didn't know I was poor. We had our own gardens. We did our own canning, and I learned to sew so that we could do the best we could with what we had.
This was in the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about times when you were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old.
Yes, then a little later with all the dust storms and everything that came along.
What do you remember about the dust storms?
It's terrible. You couldn't see where you were going. If I walked home from school, it was blowing so hard, I was being like stuck by needles, that those little stones that were coming hitting me, see. And you couldn't see where you were going, and the houses were not real built at that time, and so the dust drifted in all the windows and under the doors and what have you. We had dirt everywhere. There wasn't anything we could do about it.
It was tough to keep everything clean then, wasn't it?
It was very hard, and we had no air conditioning. What we did was we might wet a towel and hang it from the doorway, and then we'd have a fan to blow that on us. In 1936, one day in the summer, it was 115 degrees in the shade. As a kid, what we did, it was too hot in the house, so we had a little blanket we laid on the front porch, because a lot of houses had front porches, and we slept on the front porch because it was cooler outside than in the house. When I finally started to college, well, things were changing quite a bit then, but then everything was rationed. That wasn't hard for us to accept because we didn't have money to go places or do things.
You'd come out of the Depression, and then it was rationing because of the war.
Yes. Mm-hmm.